This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable, but the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
Hi, this is David Frangioni, CEO and publisher of Modern Drummer Magazine. So excited about our new podcast, the Modern Drummer Podcast. This weekly podcast will bring Modern Drummer to life. Sit back and enjoy fresh, fun, and insightful conversations with today's top drummers, producers, musicians, beat makers, and craftsmen. Whether you're a professional, a hobbyist, drummer, musician, programmer, producer, or just love music, this show is for you. Every other week, the Modern Drummer Podcast will feature world-renowned producer, songwriter, and drummer, Narda Michael Walden. Narda Michael Walden's Upbeat is featured exclusively on the Modern Drummer Podcast.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome into the Modern Drummer Podcast. This is Mike Dawson, Managing Editor for Modern Drummer, and this week I am revisiting a conversation I had with my good friend Mark Giuliana. Back at the beginning of when everyone got locked down, I was getting some of my closest and greatest influences as drummers on Zoom to do talks about their top 10, whatever they wanted it to be. For Mark, he went with his top 10 albums. So this conversation we're going to drop in is, you know, his top 10 albums at the moment, back in whenever that was, May. So I'm sure if I called him up today, he would have another 10 albums. But I thought it was a really cool list. Yeah, Mark is a very careful, thoughtful artist. So he made sure to touch all of the bases throughout his history, the records that mean the most to him, plus some other newer, maybe unexpected choices. So we're going to drop that conversation in a bit. If you're not familiar with Mark, we recently featured him in Modern Drummer in the November 2019 issue. That was falling right on the release of his latest Beat Music album, which, if you haven't checked that out, highly recommend you go check out Beat Music, Beat Music, Beat Music. That's the name of the record. That is Mark's, you know, he wrote and produced and created that project, kind of electronic inspired with some, you know, dub reggae, some improvisation, really fun, really cool. There's some kind of like maybe some video game sounding inspired textures, really cool stuff. And then it dig deeper into his discography. He has an awesome duo project with the legendary pianist Brad Meldell that's called Meliana. That record is amazing. Check that one out. He's showing up on Donnie McCaslin Records all the time, Jason Lindner Records. He's done some work with Modest Yahoo. His wife, I believe she's just put out a new record or it's coming out soon, Gretchen Parlato. That is set to be a big release coming out here. So anyway, Mark is awesome, Modern Drummer, one of my favorite people, one of my biggest influences and peers, and I'm lucky to call him my friend. So here we go. Let's check out Mark Giuliana's My Top 10, and then we're going to follow that with a shop talk section on some cool microphones. So here is my conversation with Mark Giuliana on My Top 10 Albums. This week, I am welcoming my good friend and award-winning drummer, Mark Giuliana. If you're not familiar with Mark's work, I recommend you check out his band, his electronic band, Beat Music, his acoustic band, Mark Giuliana Jazz Quartet, and a lot of his sideman work, most notably David Bowie's Black Star, his duo with Brad Meldow, Meliana, a bunch of other stuff. So we've got Mark here to share his top 10 albums. So without further ado, here's Mark Giuliana.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for having me, Mike. Hope you're well at home. So I guess we'll just jump right in. And, this list, I feel like this top 10 list for me changes almost every day, but usually the top five stays the same. It's pretty cemented. Number one isn't going anywhere, and that's for sure. It's John Coltrane, A Love Supreme. For me, this record, I guess I heard it when I was in high school, and I didn't necessarily know what was going on then, but it hit me in a way that definitely inspired me to try to figure out what was going on. And of course, Elvin Jones is really one of my heroes, and his playing on there is just magical. And the whole band, really, Jimmy Garrison and McCoy Tyner, who we fortunately just recently passed away. I maybe this is the record I've listened to the most in my life. I keep returning to it every time I do. I hear new things, and yeah, what can I say? John Coltrane, Elvin Jones, my favorite musical team for sure. So number two is actually a live album. It's Bob Marley and the Wailers live at the Roxy. So this was 1976. And I'm a really big Bob Marley fan. You know, after Coltrane, it's probably Bob that I've heard the most. And, really the entire discography from beginning to end is incredible. Incredible songs, incredible spirit, incredible message, incredible feeling. But for me, this moment in the band's life is my favorite version. And it was recorded right here in a little club. Maybe not so little, but here in Los Angeles. And it's just amazing. And actually, it's right off the heels, just a month prior, Rastaman Vibration got released. Which is my favorite studio album. So this period is really exciting for me. And of course, it's Carlton Barrett on drums, Carlton Barrett and his brother Aston, family man Barrett, playing bass. Probably my favorite bass and drum team. And again, yeah, I've worn this one out. It's really incredible. Number three was recorded in 1967, came out in 1968. And it features then 21-year-old Tony Williams. This is Miles Davis, Nefertiti. So, of course, this band, Miles' second great quintet with Wayne Shorter, who is from New Jersey, which is a very important detail, Herbie Hancock and Ron Carter. Really, again, the entire discography of this group is compelling, but for me, Nefertiti really stands out, and it's Tony's playing on the title track that really kind of changed my musical brain and made me think about how to play the drums with other musicians in new ways. So, still definitely on my Mount Rushmore. All right, for number four, we'll take a little bit of a left turn. This record came out in 1996, and it's called Feed Me Weird Things by Square Pusher. So Square Pusher is a guy named Tom Jenkinson, and this was the first real electronic music that I had heard and fell in love with. Tom is a bass player, but he's playing everything on the recording, of course. And I just never really heard rhythms like this. I never heard energy in this particular way. And these sounds were really unique. I remember my freshman year in college, a friend gave me a burned CD of this and really changed my life. Similar to when I heard, John Coltrane the first time or Tony, I didn't really get it in my brain, but something was going on in my body that the way it hit me that I knew I needed to investigate it. So that was really, this record, Feed Me Weird Things, was really a door that got kicked open and sent me down a whole new path. So number five is a record by Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers called Free For All. That was recorded in 1964. And, you know, there were many different versions of the Jazz Messengers, but for me, this is the one that resonates the most with me. Wayne Shorter again, and Freddie Hubbard and Curtis Fuller as the front line. And, you know, Mr. Blakey is a force to be reckoned with for sure. And, you know, particularly the second track, Hammerhead. For me, there's in the drum community, there's lots of discussion about the shuffle and there's lots of mysticism around the shuffle. But I have to say, for me, this track, Hammerhead, is the epitome of the shuffle. And, you know, his relentless, you know, attack of that groove is super inspiring. And again, this is one that I come back to all the time. So now that we got through the top five for 6 through 10, I tried to diversify a little bit. And I wanted to just speak about one of the records that was really important to me when I first started playing drums. I started playing in 1995. So I was just listening to the radio and watching MTV. And of course, around that time and the years prior, you couldn't miss Nirvana. You know, they were one of my favorite bands. And the record In Utero, so Nirvana In Utero, that came out in 93. And when I first picked up the sticks and started to try to play along to some stuff, this was definitely one of my go-to records, you know, along with Nevermind or along with Super Unknown, Soundgarden, which I definitely could not play any of those songs, that's for sure. probably still can't because those are masterful parts. Anyway, shout out Matt Cameron. Yeah, so Nirvana In Utero, for me, one of my favorite drum parts of all time is track two, Scentless Apprentice. This is, of course, Dave Grohl, and that beat, the way that song starts is just, to me, that's as hooky as any melody, as any chorus in any of those songs. You know, it's really incredible. And I actually find myself playing that beat quite often. So there you go, Nirvana In Utero. So for number seven, we'll jump ahead a few years to 2001. And there's a record called Drux by Aphex Twin. This, just as I was starting to wrap my head around Square Pusher, I discovered Aphex Twin, and he equally blew my mind kind of out the other side. And still to this day, you know, both those guys are kind of the two pillars for me in the electronic music world that I love to investigate. And his name is Richard D. James, and similarly, he's performing everything on the record. And it's just fascinating. And again, a lot of those things in regards to the drum set are technically impossible to achieve because it's not a drummer playing them, and there might just be too much going on to actually pull it off in real time. But I did spend quite a bit of time trying to pull it off and failing, happily failing. And I found that the ways in which I would fail would actually lead to some interesting results. So I guess I'm saying it for every record, but I do return to this one a lot, and it's always a strong source of inspiration. So number eight is a record near and dear to my heart. It's by Brad Meldow. It's called Largo. So this was released in 2002. And for me, it was really the epitome of the musical worlds that influenced me the most. It was them coming together. So it was acoustic music and improvising, but with more of a beat culture and more, you know, part-based playing from the rhythm section, if you'd call it that. It features Matt Chamberlain, features Jim Keltner on a couple tracks, and Brad's drummer in his trio at the time, Jorge Rossi, amazing drummer. So, and there's even a couple tracks where a couple of the guys play together. And just to single out one, the title track, When It Rains, features this beautiful introduction by Brad, which, you know, solo piano could seemingly be off of one of his trio records. But really, when Matt comes in and that beat comes in, it really becomes its own new world. And that was huge for me because I was a big fan of Brad's before that, but I didn't necessarily understand that language or that vocabulary so well in the trio context. But to hear it in this new environment, I really started to be able to, you know, put this stuff together and understand it a little better, I think. And just, yeah, produced by John Bryan, who's really a sonic mastermind. Incredible record. Amazing. All right, so for number nine, I wanted to try to think of something that came out in the last couple of years. And the first record that came to mind was LCD Sound System, American Dream. So LCD Sound System was really active, you know, in the 2000s, and then they broke up for a while and reunited, and this is the record they made. This came out in 2017. And the drummer is Pat Mahoney, great drummer. And it's James Murphy is kind of the kingpin of the operation and also the front man. But I met him because he, when we were working on Black Star, David invited him in for one of the weeks. We did like 3 one-week sessions, and James came in during one of the weeks as kind of producer idea guy, and was super inspiring and great guy. And, you know, after hanging out with him, I really kind of dove into the LCD catalog. And this one, American Dream, for me really stands out as great songs, and the production is incredible. And yeah, it's just one of my go-tos. And then number 10 is a bit different from the rest. It's a record called Pal Monte by Adonis and Osain Del Monte. And this is a group based in Havana, Cuba. And they are the premier rumba ensemble right now. And when I was down in Havana last year, was it? I got to see them live. My friends down there brought me to the club. I think the gig started at like, it went from like 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. And it was hands down one of the top 3 live music experiences I've ever had. And I can't even think of the other two. So maybe it's number one. but just to be safe, I'll put it in the top 3. It's very difficult to describe, and I am certainly not an expert. I really hope you can go check this record out. It's just percussion and voice and dance, which unfortunately we can't see when we're just listening to the record. But the band leader is Adonis, and he's a conguero, but at the live show, mostly he's singing and kind of conducting the ensemble. But it is just, yeah, it's, to me, being there in that room, it felt like this is what drums are. This is what drumming is. It encapsulated all the history of living man and its relationship to rhythm, but also had a foot in today's contemporary music and even looking forward. The energy was just incredible. And really, I'm at a loss for sufficient adjectives to describe this music. Please check it out. I have been, again, it fits into that category of kind of don't know what's going on, and I can't stop listening to it. And I believe that some of the best learning takes place over time, as just, you know, the music gets absorbed into your cells and it'll just start to resonate in a different way. And I think that's why usually when I'm listening to something, I try to listen to my gut more than my brain. 'Cause if my body is feeling something in a particular way, I know I need to, you know, really get in there and see what's going on. So please check this record out.
All right. That was great. I hope you all got something out of that. There's 10 records there that if you haven't listened to, you absolutely should. There's a handful in there that I have never listened to. So I'm looking forward to checking those out. Before we let Mark go, he is just about to release, or he has just released, his Patreon page. So Mark, to explain a little bit about what you're going to be offering, and I'm going to throw the link in below here.
Cool. Yeah. I hope this Patreon page will just serve as pretty much like a behind the scenes look at my creative process. I've been working on recording both audio and video at home. So I've just been making some experimental videos and having a lot of fun with that. I'm excited to like really dive into that more and more. And then I'll have a couple Q&As each month. So that'll be more of a direct exchange, and then even some one-on-one opportunities. So I'm really excited to see where it can go.
Awesome. Look forward to checking out. Everyone, again, be safe, be sane, and we'll see you in the next episode. Thanks, Mark.
Yes, all the best. Thank you, Mike. See you guys.
So there you have it. Mark Juliana's my top 10 albums as of this past spring. I'm sure if I called him today, he would have at least a half dozen different choices for you. But hope you got something out of that. Go back, pause, write down some of these records. I believe they're all available on streaming services, or if you'd rather get a hard copy, they should be available at your favorite record store. Dig into these. It's a wide range. It really gives a good glimpse of who Mark Juliana is as an artist and where he's pulling all of his influences from to create his unique approach to the instrument. I know that Cuban percussion record I'd never heard before. That blew my mind. And I am way late to the party with Square Pusher. So checking out that record and some of the electronica stuff that he recommended has been changing my whole concept of what drums and music and rhythm can be. So I want to thank Mark for that. Hopefully you got something out of it. At this point, we are going to shift over to our sponsorship. So we have to thank Vibes High Fidelity Earplugs for sponsoring this episode. So go to www.discovervibes.com and they will give you a discount of 15% off with free shipping if you use the promo code DRUM. Again, that's at discovervibes.com. Use the promo code DRUM, all caps if that matters, and get 15% off your order plus free shipping. These are very high quality, non-custom mold, reusable earplugs. They're designed especially for musicians and for attending concerts. So instead of blocking the sound out, they reduce the volume to a safer, more comfortable level while still allowing you to hear every frequency very clear and clean. They are also virtually invisible because they have a clear shell. And each pair includes three sizes to ensure a comfortable fit with your ears. Vibes are trusted by dozens of the country's top professional orchestras and college marching bands, as well as tens of thousands of drummers around the world. So if you're looking for some high-quality earplugs that can be reused for every gig, every practice session, whenever you go to a concert, I carry a pair of these with me in my pocket at all times. Check out Vibes High Fidelity Earplugs. Again, go to discovervibes.com. Use the promo code DRUM, D-R-U-M, and they will give you a 15% off your order plus free shipping. Check them out. Thank you, Discover Vibes. Now it is time for the Shop Talk section of the podcast. This week, we are checking out a package of microphones by SE Electronics that is called the V-Pack Arena Microphone Kit. This kit gives you a perfect set of mics for capturing punchy full tones of a five-piece drum set. You get a bass drum mic that we'll dig into its features a little bit more, a snare drum mic, three clip-on tom mics, plus a pair of small diaphragm condensers. If you're not familiar with SE Electronics, I recommend, or if you are familiar with them, but you haven't checked out their stuff yet, let's just say that these mics have become the standard mics for my studio recording for the past, say 5 or 6 months. They just sound really good. I don't need to have a ton of, you know, three mics on the bass drum anymore, or feel like I need three mics on the snare drum anymore. They sound really nice. So what you get in this pack, first of all, let's talk about the price. You get the whole thing for $999. Think about that. You get three tom mics, a snare drum mic, a bass drum mic, and a pair of condenser for overheads for under $1,000. Unheard of. So you get the V-Kick, you get the V7X snare mic, you get three of the V-Beat clip-on tom mics, and two of the SE8 small diaphragm condensers. And it comes in a nice case. It's pretty fantastic. So let's talk about the bass drum mic first. It's smaller than your standard bass drum mic, but it's bigger than, you know, a regular mic, a vocal mic. It's a dynamic mic, but it's small enough where it'll fit into just about any porthole size if you want to go inside the mic. It's got a nice swiveling 90-degree casing, so you can adjust the angle. And what's really cool is it has two separate filters, so you can go from a classic sound to a modern sound in two different ways with different degrees of low end and mid scoop and high attenuation. So the classic setting, if you have both filters for the classic setting, it just basically captures what your drum sounds like in the room with no hyped up low end or hyped up highs. Or you can tweak those to the modern settings and get a real, real clean, distinct attack if you play modern rock or other styles that need that. So having two of those versions, you can look at the brochure to get, you know, the frequency curve of those two filters, but having two of those was made this mic super, super versatile. It's my new favorite bass drum mic. And then what's the next one? The V7X is a super cardioid dynamic mic that they suggest you use on the snare drum. Super cardioid means it has a very focused polar pattern, very focused direction, which means less bleed from the hi-hat and other drums into this mic. It's a little bit bigger than the Shure SM57, but I had no trouble getting it placed where I wanted it above the, you know, above the snare drum and under the hi-hat. Really great snare drum mic. Again, clean, balanced sound. I didn't feel like I needed a bottom side mic or anything else with this. It just kind of works and sounds really nice. The V-Beat tom mics, these are very cool because they come with a V-clamp, which is a much more sturdy version of a clamp for tom mics. It has a metal post, adjustable thumb screws. But the mic itself captures a very natural, full, punchy, with minimal bleed tone. It made the drums just sound great. Small rack toms, big floor toms, high-tuned, low-tuned. Again, it kind of just captures the drum as it sounds, easy to position, stayed in place, great microphone. The SE8 small diaphragm condensers, they were probably my least favorite of the pack. For whatever reason, they weren't perfectly matched level-wise, so I had to adjust the gain independently of each one a little bit. But for the pair, they're $500 microphones for a pair. Again, that's $250 for a small diaphragm condenser, pretty unheard of. They still sound really, really good once I got the levels matched and, you know, I put them in an XY position as the overheads. They just sound really good, not super hyped, not super, you know, crispy, shrilly sound, not too woofy. Just a kind of clean, nice, balanced of the overall kit. They did capture some nice fullness from the toms and snare. Not much from the bass drum, but that's expected. So really, you know, good quality, insanely affordable small diaphragm condensers. If I was going to upgrade my setup, the first thing I would do from this would probably get some larger diaphragm condensers from SE Electronics to fill out the overheads a little bit more. But for just a quick setup where you want basically to capture the cymbals, or for live when you want, you know, just a small microphone to place in the overheads, they are pretty amazing. So this whole pack is really kind of blowing me away. Again, like I said, I've been using it 5-6 months for every session, and I haven't felt a need to swap anything out yet. All right, so in this demo, I'm going to play the full kit. It's a bebop kit, 18-inch bass drum, 10-inch tom, 14-inch tom, 14-inch snare, a couple cymbals and a hi-hat. I've got all the mics on, so you're going to hear the full mix. No EQ, no compression, and then I'm going to solo each mic. So you probably want to reference the video if you're only listening to the audio version of this podcast, but you'll hear that I solo each mic and you can kind of hear the amount of bleed that's in each one. Hopefully that gives you a good idea of what these mics can do. So if you're in the market for an all-in-one microphone kit, check out the VPAC Arena from SE Electronics. And let's get to the demo. And thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, everybody, for watching this week's Modern Drummer Podcast. Stay tuned for next week's episode exclusively on Podcast One. Until then, stay safe and healthy, and thanks for listening and watching.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.